Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Aren't we lucky, all the wonderful voices we get to have on these airwaves and the great conversations we get to engage in, hopefully opening our own eyes to different possibilities, maybe ones that we hadn't considered before, as we figure out ways to get the rest of the world to see what we've already figured out. And that is that what the founders envisioned for this country was the best plan anybody ever had for a government and a society. And if we can get ourselves back on that track, we'll be in much better shape. Joining us now to aid in that discussion, former state senator Tom Scott, political pundit, wise man. Hello there, Thomas.
How you doing today, Todd?
I am psyched because I get to come on the radio and just talk with people and share ideas and argue and fight. It's delightful.
Isn't it wonderful? And, of course, if people could see the studio, they'd know you have that little, as they say in the industry, that pod. And you could always pod people down if they get particularly disagreeable, which is always a neat thing.
Yes. And then there's always the cut them off button, too.
Yeah, or the cough button, as they say, or the it's fun, you bet.
And it's one of those beautiful things that came about from that little First Amendment. I mean, those guys hadn't even imagined radio stations, I would assume, and yet look what they did for us with that one little idea about free speech.
Well, you know, as you know, what preceded the First Amendment and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution was one of our great documents of all world kind, the Declaration of Independence. And on the eve of a very long July 4th weekend, I think all people who love America and understand first principles and the founding of this country and the very purpose, the very idea of America, need to raise their voices and not be, as Thomas Paine once remarked, weekend warriors, sunshine warriors. Far too much is at stake here, Todd. And, you know, every 4th of July, in my own little quiet way, I post on Facebook a copy of the Declaration of Independence. There's a great site called the History Place, and you can put the original copy there, as well as text, so people can read it easily, because the old English handwriting is not so easy to read. And there's also an audio on there of famous voices in America who actually voice over the Declaration and urge people to share it with young people, many of whom will be seeing it and reading it and hearing it for the very first time. I've actually run into people, Todd, and I kid you not, who are wondering if we're even going to celebrate the 4th of July a year from now. And that's a scary thought. But when you see this vicious assault on our history, the rewriting of our history, the attack on our on some of our great institutions and Teddy Roosevelt for crying out loud and Abe Lincoln and the attack on our national anthem, you can understand why people are apprehensive. And now is the time. Now is the time to speak out before the Marxist theoreticians, some of whom are behind some of the more radical elements of this movement, before they get their opportunity to erase our history. If you look at revolutions in our history, many of them, not our glorious revolution, but Mao and Lenin and all these people, they can't destroy the status quo unless they erase the history. And that's what some of these radicals are up to. And they've got a lot of naive, well-meaning people on their side. And that's the scary part.
All right. I've got some of those people here for you to listen to, if you will take a moment with me. These are, well, we're calling them the TikTok girls.
And America sucks right now. Yeah. And honestly, if you support it and choose to wear red, white, and blue,
you're
and
supporting
be patriotic,
Trump, racism, literally
you're
everything.
Supporting all of that, and it's disgusting, and you shouldn't. So don't wear red, white, and blue on 4th of July.
Wear
rainbow.
Yes. We want this, everyone to wear it. We don't want to see red, white, and blue posts. Like,
yes.
I don't want to see those Independence Day captions. I don't
know. Caption your posts. Hashtag all countries matter on 4th of July.
Yes.
I want to see, I want to see
rainbow flags on cheeks.
Seeing everyone wearing rainbows
sparkles.
And captions with hashtag all countries matter. That's what I want to see.
There you have some of the wisdom of youth, and that I think reflects their background in the Declaration of Independence and what Independence Day is all about, Tom.
Utter ignorance. And, Todd, and you know, you and I have talked about this before. That's the scary part of all of this, are these young people who have been poisoned, not just this generation, but the last generation, too. They've been poisoned by history books that, at a minimum, have watered down some of the more important aspects of our history, or worse, have intentionally distorted our history to make it look like America is the evil in the world as opposed to the shining city on the hill. Let those dingbats go visit Cuba or Venezuela or China or North Korea, or I can name 40 countries on the earth, or Somalia, where they still have slavery. I can point to, as you can, to many countries around the world that aren't anything like America. Why, you know, as Bill Bennett used to say, you know, we should have a gate test in this country. Put up a gate around America and see if people want to break out of our country or break into our country. They want to come into our country. There are declarations and constitutional equivalents in countries all over America that were written with our own Constitution as a model and a guide. They studied our experiment to create democracy and freedom in their own countries. That should be celebrated in our country with young people. We shouldn't be poisoning their minds with lie after lie after lie about the greatness of this country.
I think the I don't even know if they've seen history books or know what they are that discuss the American system of government and the at least the beautiful idea that drives the creation of this country and the concepts that underpin it. But certainly what they do reflect is a pop culture that indoctrinates them to view who we are and what we are with contempt. And I just find that to be a stunning and disturbing thing. Hold on one sec, Tom. Let me get a weather report in here. 860-522-9842. Don't forget the rant line, number 751-4698. We're talking with Tom Scott, former state senator, who's a regular here every week, and we've shifted his time a little bit, so he's now on later in the evening. We thank you for doing that, Tom. So that's what I find disturbing, is that that's a mirror of what pop culture now delivers as the sort of fabric underpinning of what the belief system of Americans is. It's not belief in America, it's belief against America that is the road they walk on today.
Yeah, and we should stop apologizing for America. I mean, any honest American knows that we have had our challenges over the many centuries of the founding of this country. We know that. And what country in the world has had more opportunities to correct those challenges than we have? And my goodness, we fought a civil war over the biggest challenge this country ever had, which was slavery. You know, you go down to East Rock in New Haven, there's a beautiful monument there. They haven't attacked that one yet. And it was dedicated to the Northern troops who fought during the Civil War, and was dedicated by General Sherman himself. And, you know, if you look at the standard on our side, I think if you look at some of the deep thinkers, Victor Davis Hanson comes to mind, who writes for National Review. He's on Tucker Carlson all the time. Just a good guy. I would urge people to listen to him and to read what he has to say. And he has said we need to step up, and I agree with him. And if you look at the Republican Party, the party that really ought to be different than the Democratic Party, we have so few people speaking out on our side for a variety of reasons. But if I can take a point of personal privilege, as we used to say in the state Senate, I want to point out an exception. And I believe that leaders will be rewarded, Todd, and should be rewarded on standing up for America. You know, Speaker Arasimowitz is retiring, thankfully, because he's been a big destroyer up there in Hartford.
Hallelujah.
A little bit of Southington in Berlin. Well, there's going to be a Republican primary out there to replace that guy. And I have a statement in front of me. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I would urge people to read it, by Jim Townsley, who's running in a Republican primary for state rep. Just a solid guy. You can go to Townsley for state rep and read it on his website. I'm just going to read you the first and I think the last paragraph. The headline is, "Are you alone on this 4th of July weekend?" No, you are not alone. There are countless neighbors who, like you, in the timeless spirit of the founders of our nation, whose brave and bold action on behalf of freedom will mark and celebrate this weekend, are deeply troubled by the surge in hysteria and rioting and mayhem and lawlessness. And he goes on to say, rightly too, we turn to our leaders for action, but to our great disappointment find so many akin to what Thomas Paine described 244 years ago. They are sunshine patriots, shrinking from their oath to serve our country in our hour of great need. And he concludes by saying, and know this, like the patriots who signed our blessed Declaration of Independence, you are most definitely not alone. So says Jim Townsley, Republican running for state rep. We need more people to say this and to stand up and defend what's right about America.
Well, there's a line I understand that you like to quote from the Declaration of Independence that I think speaks to that same issue.
Well, the whole document, Todd, and you know, something I hope people will do this weekend is read the whole document and pause after certain lines and after certain paragraphs and give some context to it for young people so they understand what it was these people were saying. And think of the genius of it, because nowhere in the history of the world had words like this been put to paper before. And you know, the main author, as you know, was Thomas Jefferson, but Connecticut's own Roger Sherman was part of the Committee of Five that drew it up. Now, there's a guy people, you know, he's kind of lost to history, but Roger Sherman was the only person in the country to sign all the great documents, including the Declaration and the Constitution and the Articles of Confederation and so forth. Read those words, understand them, let them sink in, have a conversation, because if not now, when? This is the time to do it, because as my friend asked me recently, will we be celebrating the 4th of July a year from now? Now, because of COVID-19, fireworks displays are canceled all over the country. But will they return in 2021 if the radicals on the other side who want to destroy the very idea of America get their way?
Wow. Well, so that's a really interesting and scary thought, that this provides them the opening, as it provides them so many openings to reconstruct the way we think about and deal with these issues, like how do we view America? Do we view it favorably or not? This is a dangerous period because it's one of those opportunities for people not to let a crisis go to waste.
Time to read Thomas Paine again. You know, he was the man of the moment, trying to inspire people who weren't sure whether or not they should step up. And, you know, I realize everybody, you know, has their own situation. Not everybody can speak up because of the job they're in or whatever situation they find themselves in. But everybody has a sphere of influence, Todd. And you know, I think I ended my last interview with you begging the people in the World War II generation who are still with us to impart their wisdom and their knowledge and their life experiences with young people, and do it now before it's too late. But everybody has influence. They don't all have a megaphone as big as a 50,000-watt station like you do. But everybody has their own megaphone, and it may be a lot smaller, but everybody has influence. And now is the time to sit people down and have that conversation, whether it's at church, at the water cooler, over a picnic this weekend. But particularly, for heaven's sakes, talk to young people and tell them about the idea of America before it's too late.
Yeah. I love when you talk like that, Tom Scott.
Well, listen, I'm concerned. You know, I don't care about me. You know, I've had my day. I care about my children, and I care about their children. And I want them to inherit the greatest country in the history of the world. I don't want to become some third world country or some socialistic country. And it's not that far-fetched, and it's not that far down the road. Because if these people grab power, and if they get it all this November, there's really going to be no stopping them. I mean, Biden's going to be a caretaker, and the radicals are going to be completely running all branches of government. And it's just that there's going to be nothing in their way at that point.
Tom Scott, thank you, sir. I will be on vacation next week, but we'll talk to you in 2 weeks, okay? Have a great 4th of July.
You too.
All righty. Thank you, sir. There is the great Tom Scott, former state senator, political pundit, and advocate on behalf of the American system of government, which is what this is all about. Everything that we do here is all about. It's all about the American system of government and making sure it sustains, it gets better, it does all the things it's supposed to do and reaches all of its possibilities.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.